What's up? Quotes from conference. What a blessing it is to have the account of the mission of our Lord and Savior declared in the Book of Mormon, to add a second witness to the doctrine declared in the Bible. Both the Bible and the Book of Mormon are necessary for our salvation and exaltation. Elder L. Tom Perry of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles, The Power of Deliverance, Ensign, May 2012, page 96.
Keeping the temple in sight. When my family went to the Los Angeles, California temple, I was thinking about all I'd been taught about the temple. Always look to the temple kept coming to my mind. I came up with this camera angle and took a picture of the temple reflected in my sunglasses. I looked up and thought again how we must enter the temple with a pure heart and a burning testimony and love for the gospel of Jesus Christ. This picture describes what we must do. Always look to the temple. Candace M., age 16, California, USA.
Spelling out Mormon.org. My friend Ashley and I came up with an idea for a spirit day held at our junior high school in Washington. The theme was Scrabble Day, where students wear a letter on their shirt and mix up, spelling different words throughout the day and taking pictures with different students. So the night before, we got a group of youth from the stake and our seminary classes to each wear a different letter in Mormon.org. Little did we know that morning when we lined up to take a picture that it would bring so much positive attention to us as youth of the church and how far our message of standing for what we believe in would travel. As soon as we lined up, a huge crowd formed. Hundreds of students circled around and watched us and read the message on our shirts. We are being a standard to our peers because they know what kind of people we represent at school. The best part was that after taking the picture, throughout the school day, we each were asked questions and got complimented for our Spirit Day idea. Kids who didn't know we were Latter-day Saints before were asking us about our faith, and we were able to answer their questions with confidence. Maddie M., 15, Washington, USA.
My favorite scripture, James chapter 1, verse 5. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that giveth to all men liberally, and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. This is my favorite scripture, because when I read it, I feel good, because the prophet Joseph Smith read that verse. It also tells that every time I have problems, I can ask for help from Heavenly Father and the Savior. Bryson R., age 12, Utah, USA.
Tell us about your favorite scripture in a paragraph or two. Send it to us along with a photo by going to newera.lds.org and clicking Submit Material.
Church Dance Survey Results. The New Era recently held a survey on church dances. We asked teens who subscribe to the New Era newsletter and on our Facebook page to tell us about church dances in their areas. Here are some interesting things we found out. About 40% of you have heard of non-LDS teens who have sought out LDS church dances. Over 84% of you hold dances at least twice a year, with 42% of you holding them more than six times a year. Some of you wish your adult leaders would pay closer attention to the lyrics of the songs and do something about it when inappropriate songs are played. You much prefer church dances to other kinds of dances because of the standards that are kept and because there's less drama and more fun. If you'd like to join our email list and get regular newsletters, usually sent monthly, just say so in an email to newera@ldschurch.org.
Five poems quoted by President Monson. 1. Maud Mueller by John Greenleaf Whittier. 2. The Gate of the Year by Minnie Louise Haskins. 3. Little Boy Blue by Eugene Field. 4. Ode. Intimations of Immortality from Recollections of Early Childhood by William Wordsworth. 5. Wooed and Won by Gerald Massey.
By the numbers, 667,000. Approximate number of individual devices, computers, phones, etc., streaming live video feeds of the April 2012 General Conference. You can view conference at conference.lds.org.
We've got mail. Ready for General Conference. Last conference, I wrote down some questions I had about things happening in my life and prayed to receive answers during general conference. During conference, I took notes, and when I reviewed my questions, I realized that all my questions had been answered. Some were simply reminders of what I already knew, and some were answered in unlikely ways. General conference is a blessing in so many ways. Grace H., age 18, Taiwan.
Promise to Heavenly Father. I really love the gospel because it helps me to do and be what the Lord expects. Sometimes I feel it is hard for me to act as the Lord expects, but the scriptures and my patriarchal blessing remind me of who I am and what I promised to do before I was here on earth. I will not fail in that promise to Heavenly Father. J. and B., 19, Philippines.
Strength through trials. Reading about other teenagers going through everyday trials helps me get through my own. It's good to know that we're not alone and others are going through what we are. When you share an experience, it helps everyone who reads it. Ty C., age 16, Utah, USA.
Dating and Relationships, from youth.lds.org. I am 15, almost 16, and I really needed this message. See, but we were in love at lds.org/go/02L. There is this guy I have had a special interest in since I met him at my first steak dance. Living on the East Coast, my opportunities to date other LDS members are limited. But I still didn't want to start dating the day I turned 16. Overall, I wasn't sure how to handle a future situation that could have turned into one like in this story. This article answered my prayers about this guy and relationships in general. Marissa Lynn C., 15, USA.
End of What's Up,